Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetri speaking. This is the fraud department. How can I help you?
Yes, sir. My name is James Stidham, and I was calling about a charge on my card. I have no idea what it's about and did not make the charge.
Okay. Can you provide me with your zip code?
42171. You get me here.
Four, two, one, seven, one.
Yes, sir.
Verify the shipping address.
100 Bewley, Bewley Road, Smith Grove, Kentucky.
Thank you. I do see here this for our contest entry. All right. Do you remember trying to enter for a chance to win a iPhone, iPad, or a Dyson vacuum cleaner?
No, ma'am. No, sir. I do not. I never did. I don't enter them contests. Matter of fact, I don't even get on a computer.
Okay, do you think anybody in your household maybe did this?
There ain't nobody there but me and my wife, and she says no.
We don't do them.
Okay. Well, if you are claiming this is a fraudulent charge, sir, what we can do here for you in the fraud department, we can put this under a fraud investigation. Where should we contact the local authorities? We provide them with the IP address that's on the account so they can verify where the actual charge ordered from. They do prosecute for fraud or fraud charges. But if you do not want to go through that fraud, sir, we offer a courtesy refund amount of 35%. But if you're sure you didn't order this, we have the fraud investigation for you.
35%
is if you do not want to go through the fraud investigation.
We'll just actually call Citibank and go through them.
Yeah.
Because that's who my card, that's who I got the card with.
Right.
I don't know anything about this here. So we just call Citibank and dispute it with them.
All right, now the dispute process would take longer than the fraud investigation with us. Ours only take 3 to 5 days.
I mean, well, go ahead. I mean, because I didn't do this.
Okay. Well, let me put that fraud investigation.
I'm still going to call Citibank and let them know.
Okay. Well, provide me a few seconds while I put that fraud investigation for you, please. All right, while the fraud investigation is going on, we're going to issue the full refund for you. It's going to go back to the account within 3 to 5 business days. If there's anything else we need from you during the fraud investigation, we will contact you. And is there anything else I can do for you?
No, sir, it'll do it. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. I appreciate your courtesy.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.